This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Goldman Sachs finds itself on the horns of a dilemma thanks to the collapse of the Venezuelan economy. Goldman bought almost $3 billion worth of Venezuelan bonds issued by the state-owned oil company in Caracas through, Goldman says, and this is important, a broker. Goldman got a deal, too, paying 31 cents on the dollar, meaning it stands to profit handsomely from those bonds. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what's going on here.
Venezuela as a country is in very deep trouble right now. Its economy and politics are in tatters.
There's lack of medicine, lack of food. Literally, Venezuelans are losing weight because of hunger.
Bruce Bagley is professor of international studies at the University of Miami. Dozens of protesters have been killed by police. Elections have been postponed. The opposition and many outside observers blame the increasingly autocratic Venezuelan government for the situation.
Political incompetence, venality, and corruption.
That regime, desperate and running out of money, decided to sell bonds at a huge discount, basically 69% off. Goldman Sachs saw a deal and paid $865 million.
They're going to make over $2 billion in profits at a high risk, admittedly.
Moises Naim is with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Goldman is being accused, therefore, of supporting the regime.
They are throwing a lifeline to a government that is currently brutally repressing people.
Goldman, in a statement, said that it bought the bonds because it believes in Venezuela's future and that it bought them on the open market through a broker and that it did not contribute money to the Venezuelan government.
It's truthful, but not really accurate.
Russ Dallin, managing partner at Caracas Capital Markets, says that Goldman bought the bonds from a thinly veiled front for the government and that the government did profit.
We watch the central bank cash flows. The money showed up, the $865 million showed up in Venezuela's central bank on the same day.
Goldman, he says, should have known better. The question comes down to what one believes is Goldman's responsibility, to make money or to take stands. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.